John Rogers website. Re-Electrogers, CA. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Yes, 51 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? Retired after 35 years with BC Corrections Branch. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. I have proudly served as VU Royal Councillor for over 25 years. Besides council standing committees, I have served as council liaison for Parks, Recreation and Environment, co-liaison for the Community Development Advisory Committee, commissioner for both the Regional Water Supply and the Juan de Fuca Water Commissions for the past 20 years. Previously, I have been a CRD alternate on the Greater Victoria Library Board, CRD Arts Commission. My extensive community volunteerism includes life cycles at Welland Orchard, CRD bike counts for 6 years, Friends of Coal Island, the Victoria Waterways Loop, stream stewardship, etc. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I have the dedication, knowledge and experience on council. I listen, do the research, ask tough questions, and produce long-lasting positive results. My 51 years in VU Royal brings a deep appreciation for its history, nature, ambience, and wonderful neighborhoods. We all want a livable, inclusive, economically, environmentally sustainable, safe community. My attendance, active participation, collaborative solutions and fresh ideas for the council team is respected. I strive for transparent, open governance, streamlined services and responsible fiscal management. I represent all of VU Royal on local and regional aspects. I always act in the community's best interests. What are your top three issues? Balanced growth. Attracting quality development, businesses and affordable housing, improving our transportation network, while keeping the ambience, environment and quality of life. Climate crisis. Doing our part to significantly reduce our carbon footprint in buildings and transportation, protect both sensitive ecosystems and our water supply. We need to adapt to a green economy, strengthen our local food security, and protect our water supply. Responsible budget planning. Keeping taxes within our means as we meet fiscal priorities, including excellent municipal services, well-maintained infrastructure, and filling the gaps, sidewalks, bike lanes projects, park facilities, recreation, etc. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? In 2047, VU Royal will be a vibrant community, with safe neighborhoods, reasonable taxes, walkable amenities, well-maintained infrastructure, terrific parks, and great protective services. New construction and infill have respected the treed ambience and proud heritage. Greenhouse gases reduction targets have been met, with ongoing adaptation to the realities such as sea level rise. There is now a continuous network of sidewalks, bike lanes with effective electric transit service. The enhanced regional trails will be lit at night, with 3 lanes, including one dedicated for pedestrian safety, enjoyment and reduced conflicts. Indigenous matters such as with the ENN will have been respectfully resolved with innovative and collaborative partnerships towards a modern, efficient, versatile transportation service that will not end at Vic West. What's one big idea you have for your community? Our draft official community plan, OCP, must have broadest community support. Residents tell me that the critical needs for affordable housing must be balanced with a very efficient, all-inclusive transportation network, great protective and municipal services, environmental protection, adequate parks and green space. If the province intends to legislate our vision into concrete, with no height restrictions, then every neighborhood must be informed and understand the density and its ramifications. Our 2016 Transportation Master Plan must be updated now to confirm it will handle the proposed density traffic plus all regional commuters. Our terrain is hill and rock. Residents must have assurances that we can afford the costly infrastructure and increased municipal personnel and service demands as our population grows to 15,000.